iRockRadio.me. I'm Rick Becker, and I am on the phone right now with Matt, the lead singer of Blacktop Mojo. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I want to get right into this because you guys are just blowing up right now. First of all, how does it feel?
Feels pretty cool, man. We're just kind of doing what we've always been doing. So it's nice to play to some people for once.
So the first thing that struck me is I always like to see what a band's interests are, you know, besides just music. We all love music, but what else do you guys love doing? First of all, you relieve stress by shooting guns.
Oh, absolutely, man. We go to a place down the road all the time when we're back home, and it's called Caney Creek Lodge, where we go skeet shooting all the time. So we shoot clay pigeons and drink beer and drive around. It's on golf carts and stuff. It's pretty fun, man.
What is your sound? What separates you from other bands out there?
Our sound is kind of swampy, heavy southern rock with it's like if you mashed up Soundgarden tune with a Lynyrd Skynyrd tune. It's like just smash the two together and you kind of get us somewhere in the middle there. We actually just had a lady call it Texas grunge, so that's a pretty cool, that kind of encompasses the sound a little bit. Yeah,
Texas grunge, I like that.
Our influences are pretty eclectic. Every guy in the band listens to some different stuff, everything from folk to death metal, but we find common ground kind of in the 90s grunge stuff, some of the heavier stuff, Soundgarden, Tool, Alice in Chains, that kind of thing. All five of us are really big into that stuff. And then you know, we grew up in the South, so we grew up listening to a lot of country and blues and stuff like that, so we kind of get it from everywhere.
You still have a couple dates left. People can see you coming up in Pennsylvania. You got a New York show and then a bunch of shows actually throughout the South. One of the things that I like to discuss with new artists is the way that the industry has changed. It really seems like there's much more of a focus on the live show. Like, that's how you guys have to make your money. That's how you guys have to make your career. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you could be a great studio band. You might not even have to tour. But now, the touring is where you make your money. So is that pressure? Does it bring an extra energy that you know that you have to not only get the people to come once and buy the record, you have to get them to keep coming every time you tour?
To me, you can be a great studio band all day, and everybody, especially nowadays with all the studio magic, and, you know, I mean, anybody can kind of sound good in the studio now, but to be able to put on a live show that people want to come out to and make those people believe what they heard on that record, you know, face to face, that's really where you make your living today, you know?
I'm Rick Becker, and coming up, we'll have more of my interview with Matt from Blacktop Mojo, but first, let's hear some Blacktop Mojo. Here it is on iRockRadio.me.